just go ahead and sit back once again and close your eyes one more time. And as you sit back and close your eyes, just get in touch one more time with your timeline. So just float right up into the air. Go ahead and float all the way up into the air, up above your timeline. As far up as your conscious mind can be comfortable, and your unconscious mind can be comfortable. Just float all the way up into the air, so that the timeline stretched down below you, with the past in one direction, the future in the other. It seems so small and insignificant down below. And just float right up into the middle of space. And get ready, if you would, as we begin to move the sands of time. And now, this is about the future. So just turn and look off toward the future. And as you do, go ahead and float right out into the future. Just float right out into the future, above your timeline. Float all the way out into the future. All the way out into the future. All the way out into the future. To the very end of your future timeline. And notice if you can find the light at the end of your future timeline. That's right, the light. And just continue to float out into the future. And just continue to float right out into the light. Right into the light. And allow your entire body to disappear in the light. And become pure light and pure energy. The smallest part of which you can conceive becomes pure light and pure energy. All the way down to the molecular level. The subatomic level and the quantum level becomes pure light and pure energy. And as your entire body disappears in the light, just remember, you are the light, and the light is you. That's right, the light. It's the infinite source of creativity and wisdom inside of you. Very good. And as your entire body disappears in the light, allow any impurities that once were part of your body to disappear and become pure light and pure energy. And remember the light. Excellent. Very good. Now just allow the thinnest shell of your body to reform around the light. Yet, your body can remain hollow and infinite so as to contain all of the light that is you. Excellent. And now allow the light that you to begin to expand outward until it fills the entire room that you're in. The light, remaining infinite, continues to expand rapidly outward until it fills the entire building. Now allow the light that you to continue to rapidly expand outward until it fills the entire area that you're in. And allow that light to continue to rapidly expand outward until it fills the entire state. And allow that light to continue to expand rapidly outward until it fills the entire country. And allow the light that is you to continue to expand rapidly outward until it fills the entire continent. And then allow it to wrap around to the other continents, throughout Europe and Africa, Asia and Australia, and then all the way back around to the United States. And as the entire planet disappears in the light, just remember, you are the light, and the light is you. And you are the planet, and the planet is you. Excellent. Now just allow your consciousness to tune into and become one with the consciousness of the planet, that loving mother that's nurtured us all since the beginning of time. Now allow your consciousness to expand rapidly outward and allow the light to continue to expand until it becomes one with the light of the sun. And as the light of you becomes one with the light of the sun, just make a tiny hole right inside the sun and go right inside the sun and find the light behind the light. That's right. It's that infinite source of all light. Go right inside the sun and find the light behind the light, and become one with the light of the sun. And now allow the light that you to continue to expand rapidly outward until it becomes one with the light of the solar system. And allow that light to continue to stretch out until it reaches the other stars in the galaxy and the other stars. And allow the light that is you to expand outward until the light of the universe becomes one with the light of you. And remember, you are the light, and the light is you. And you are the universe. And the universe is you. Very good. Excellent. And now, there's a project, you know. There's a reason why we're here, you and I. So as you bring that project or that goal to mind, I'd like to suggest that your unconscious mind can begin to make all the connections you need to make at the unconscious level, making all the connections that you need to make that will allow this project to occur in whatever way it needs to occur. You can begin to make those connections now, making the connections at the unconscious level that will allow you to create this project in whatever way the universe is demanding for. Just making those connections, making all the connections at the unconscious level that you need to make. Whatever it is that you need will be supplied to you because of your connection to the universe. Whatever you need will be supplied to you. Whatever it is you need will be supplied to you. Whatever it is you need. Just making those connections now. And notice that you can make that connection if you just look straight up above your head. That's right, right there. Making that connection now. Making all the connections at the unconscious level that you need to make in whatever way those connections need to be made. And notice that you can make those connections. And the connections may be made in the form of pictures, sounds, feelings, and ideas. Ideas that will lead you in the direction of making the kinds of changes that the universe is demanding for. And whatever it is that you need will be supplied to you because of your connection to the universe. Whatever you need will be supplied to you. Whatever it is you need to know will be supplied to you. Your unconscious mind can know. Your conscious mind can remember. Whatever it is you need will be supplied to you. Whatever you need, your unconscious mind can know. Your conscious mind can remember. Remember. Whatever it is you need will be supplied to you because of your connection to the universe. Whatever you need will be supplied to you. Whatever it is you need will be supplied to you. Very good. Excellent. And now, just continue to float. right off into the middle of space, playing amongst the stars, but not too seriously, having fun as you gamble amongst the stars. And the Pleiades, the Milky Way, and even Gemini, playing and gambling amongst the stars. Whatever it is you need will be supplied to you because of your connection to the universe. Whatever you need will be supplied to you because of your connection to the universe. Whatever it is you need will be supplied to you. Your unconscious mind can know whatever it is you need to know. Your conscious mind can remember, whatever it is you need that will allow this project that you're working on now to be a success. Excellent. Now, perhaps there's a person or some people who need to assist you in making this project be a success. So as you bring this person or people to mind, just bring those people to mind who need to assist you in making this project be a success. Now, perhaps you know these people, or perhaps you don't. It doesn't really matter, because way down deep inside, at the unconscious level, we are all one, are we not? So as you bring those people to mind now who will assist you in making this project be a success, just bring those people to mind. And notice that whatever it is you need to communicate to those people can be instantaneously communicated because of your connection to the universe. Whatever you need to say to those people can be instantaneously said, perhaps without your even having to say anything about it consciously. But whatever you need to communicate to them can be instantaneously communicated because of the super conscious connection that is all that there is. And notice that those people can also be risen to the same level of inspiration that you're already experiencing, that they too can be inspired by this project, can be inspired to assist you in making this project be a success. And perhaps they too know other people who can assist you, and they too know people, and they too know people who can assist you. And perhaps they can all be brought to the same level of inspiration without your even having to say anything about it consciously. And now, just allow a beam of light to shoot forth from the space between your eyebrows. A beam of light shooting forth and stretching over to those people and filling those people who will assist you in making this project be a success so that you fill them up with light. That beam of light shooting forth from your eyebrows, the space between your eyebrows, shooting forth to each and every one of those individuals who will assist you in making this project be a success, filling them with light too, filling each and every one of them with light, so that whatever it is you need to communicate to them can be instantaneously communicated at the level of the unconscious and the superconscious, filling those people with light who will assist you in making this project be a success. Realizing now that once you've got the dream and you assemble the team, you're almost there. Filling those people with light. Filling those people with light. Excellent. Very good. Very good. Now, once again, just allow the thinnest shell of your body to reform around the light. Yet your body can remain hollow and infinite, so as to contain all of the light that is you. Very good. And now, just go zooming all the way back in the past, all the way back into the past, all the way back into the past, all the way back into the past, above your timeline, all the way back to the very beginning of time. And notice if you can find the light at the beginning of time. And just go right into the light at the beginning of time. Go right into the light at the very beginning of time. and once again allow your body to disappear in the light and become pure light and pure energy. The smallest part of which you can conceive becomes pure light and pure energy, all the way down to the molecular level, and even smaller than that, the subatomic level, the quantum level, becomes pure light and pure energy. As your entire body disappears in the light. And remember, you are the light, and the light is you. And you are the universe, and the universe is you. Now, just allow each and every cell of your body to become a dynamo for collecting all of the energy that you'll ever need to create this project in whatever way it needs to be created. Just allow each and every cell of your body to begin to collect the energy. Become a dynamo for collecting the energy. All the energy you'll ever need to create this project in whatever way it needs to be created. And notice that that energy can be stored, especially in that place known as the solar plexus. That all the energy you'll ever need to create this project in whatever way it needs to be created can be stored and collected, especially in that area known as the solar plexus. Whatever energy you'll need to create this project in whatever way it needs to occur will be supplied to you. Whatever it is you need will be supplied to you because of your connection to the universe. Whatever you need will be supplied to you. Whatever it is you need will be supplied to you. And now once again, just allow the thinnest shell of your body to reform around the light. Yet your body can remain hollow and infinite so as to contain all of the light that is you. Excellent. And now just once again go zooming out into the future above your timeline. All the way out into the future. All the way out into the future. All the way out into the infinite future of time. And once again, find the light at the end of your future timeline. And just go right into the light at the end of your future timeline. Just go right into the light, all the way into the light, and once again allow your body to disappear in the light, the smallest part of which you can conceive, all the way down to the quantum level, becomes pure light and pure energy. And remember, you are the light, and the light is you. And you are the universe, and the universe is you. Excellent. And one final time, just allow the thinnest shell of your body to reform around the light. Yet your body can remain hollow and infinite so as to contain all of the light that is you. Now, it's time to begin to come back from the light. But it's okay. You know where it is. And you can come back at any time that you choose. So just begin to come back from the light. Just begin to come back from the light. Coming back now from the light. Almost all the way back to now. Almost all the way back to now. Because there's one more thing left to do. Because this is about the future, you know. So as you just turn and look off toward the future, just turn and look off toward the future, and notice hundreds and hundreds of pictures of total success dropping down into the timeline. Hundreds and hundreds of pictures of total success of this project that you're working on now. Hundreds and hundreds of pictures of total success. Like tiny diamonds of light dropping down into the timeline, causing the timeline to become bright and brilliant and sparkling and alive. Hundreds and hundreds of pictures of total success dropping down into the timeline, like tiny diamonds of light. Hundreds and hundreds of pictures of total success. Excellent. Excellent. Very good. And now knowing that that's all out there waiting for you, just come right back down into now, and right back down into the room. Right back down into now, and right back down into the room. Right back down into now, and right back in the room. Welcome back.